Hi everyone, welcome to the Deep Dive series. Today we are going to focus on how to build and certify your devices through the Azure Certification Device Program. And we'll also deep dive into IoT Plug and Play. So if you're viewing live, welcome. We have a live Q&A, so feel free to ask your questions in the chat. I'll be there. I'm the moderator for this session. If you're viewing on demand, don't worry. We have resources at the end on how you can ask questions to our experts afterwards. So my name is Pamela Cortez. I am joined here with my colleagues from the Azure IoT team, Daisuke and Koichi. Daisuke, do you want to give a little bit of information on what you do on the team?
Hi, my name is Daisuke Nakahara. I'm an IoT solutions architect, and I build the IoT solution with our partners.
All right, wonderful. And then Koichi, I know we're on the same team, but do you want to give a little information on what you do at Microsoft?
Yes, my name is Koichi Hiro. I'm a program manager in Azure engineering team. I define requirements and policies for our IoT device certification program.
All right, wonderful. I like to call Daisuke and Koichi and Quinn, who will be on chat, the dream team when it comes to IoT plug and play, just because they've been working with it ever since preview into now. So they know this inside and out. All right, so a while back, we announced some updates to the Azure Certification Device Program with IoT Plug and Play. And then we also recently announced the IoT Plug and Play platform is GA'd, and that includes our SDKs, our GA'd as well. So let's look into what we're gonna be doing today. So we're gonna go ahead and go through the agenda. So we already went through the intros, you know who we are. The next part is we're going to go over the Azure Certified Device Program overview. The next part, we're going to go over the IoT Plug and Play vision and developer journey. Next, we're going to go back into the Certification Device Program in detail, now that you know about IoT Plug and Play and what it is. And then we'll end with end-to-end demo of if you have a device, your starting point, all the way to publishing into the device catalog. And then I'll end with resources. So throughout this, our speakers are going to go ahead and do this overview and deep dive with you. And then I'll ask questions throughout, but I'll see you in chat. All right. So Koichi, do you want to go ahead and give us an overview of that certified device program?
Okay, thanks, Pamela. So before jumping on to talk about Azure Certified Device Program evolution, let me roll back a little bit, talk about some of the history of the certification program. So all the way back in 2016, when we first launched what then called IoT Device Certification Program, we didn't have as rich device ecosystem as of today, and we were specifically targeting for a gateway class of devices using then called a gateway SDK. Since then, we have made evolutionized the device certification program. We have expanded to support a broader set of device classes and the categories, starting from sensor devices to gateway devices to intelligent edge devices, all the way up to the edge stack device, workstation type class of devices. We have heard a lot of feedback from the ecosystem partner, especially from the people who are trying to buy devices, such as customers who are looking to build solutions, or SI partners who are looking to stitch all together all the IoT assets to create a build an IoT solution for the end customers. They are struggling to find the right set of device class, as well as the right set of device capability that is tailored for a specific solution. So since then, we have introduced a few device certification program, namely IoT Edge certification that we introduced in 2018. And then we recently launched another certification program called IoT Plug and Play certification program. With the recent announcement of IoT certification program availability, we also decided to put a trademark branding and a name to the certification program to reinforce the value of the certification program. So now the certification program is called Azure Certified Device Program. And then we have rebranded each certification programs such to the Azure Certified Devices, which is a baseline certification that every device needs to make a requirement, meet the requirements, baseline requirements. And then IoT Edge Certification's new name is Edge Managed. As you can see on the right of the Edge Managed, you see a dot arrow. That means that we are looking to evolve the Edge certification program to provide more values and additional requirements and capabilities, such as updatability, etc., on the manageability of the Edge module, etc. So these new requirements are going to be coming very, very soon. Then again, IoT plug and play is something we recently announced. We are happy to see more devices being certified as IoT plug and play, because IoT plug and play is going to be a key platform or technology enabler for to remove the barrier between device and the solutions. So next slide, in fact, we will be talking about device catalog improvements and how we improve the cataloging and better device categorization. So as you can see, this is still a mockup. This does not represent the final version of the user experience, but this is the glimpse of the what will device catalog will look like. Today, the catalog experiences in the existing catalog is a way to list devices as a flat. So every device is treated as like a flat devices. Now moving forward, we will improve the cataloging experience by proper device categorization, as well as improving the discovery and with the search and auto completion capabilities. Not only that, we are also introduce a new feature called a third-party buy experience. What that is we will introduce a new button called buy button that allows any devices to jump into a third-party hosted marketplace. So we kind of deliver end-to-end, not necessarily the transaction experience within the catalog, but we try to stitch together a very close to transaction experience by integrating with the third-party hosted marketplace. So with that, I will hand it over to Daisuke to talk about IoT plug and play. And actually, I hand it over to Pamela. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I was actually going to make a comment that I am a big fan of the device catalog because it is what we hear a lot from developers and customers on what devices should they work with. And so what I also like about the catalog is how you could do the filter. Would say you're working with OPC UA, and you could easily filter to find devices that support the different protocols. So that's really nice. So I'm excited that we're continuing to improve the experience of being able to find these devices easier for developers, customers, our partners, building IoT solutions. So let's go ahead and hand it over to Daisuke to talk about IoT plug and play.
So let's talk about IoT plug and play overview a little bit, and let's step back, you know, to see what the world Microsoft is like to build in next few years with the partnership. IoT is becoming major mainstream these days. So it's being more like, you know, tech innovators, early adopters. You know, you have to be very techy to use, you know, any IoT solutions or use cases. But now you started seeing lots of IoT type of devices in, you know, maybe your consumer space and maybe in the end users. So it has to be easy, right? The challenge we have in IoT is, you know, these challenges of skill gaps and it's just too techy. So the mission we are carrying right now with the IoT plug and play is how can we make IoT simple and easy to be mainstream to be more like a consumable by the average users. And with the new technologies, like I said, IoT has been more like, you know, device connects to cloud and do something and the magic happens, right? So today there are many, many devices already connected. And now we are seeing the devices started talking to each other. So, you know, there's a, like a smartwatch and smart speakers, and they go out and talk to the backend service and get, you know, some values to the end users. And in the future, we are started seeing like a connected ecosystem, or, you know, more like not just the devices, but like a whole solutions and devices and the services, they are integrated into one use cases and to provide values to the consumers and the users of the IoT scenarios. And just look at the, some of the challenges. And these are not, you know, IoT has so many challenges, and these are just some examples. And I believe most of you agree, you know, things like it takes a long time, and it's very difficult to scale. And it's very difficult to find a right set of skills. Like IoT involves the devices, the cloud, the data scientists, you know, AI, machine learning. There's so many different technologies you can adopt. It's very difficult to, you know, have the right set of people to build a scalable IoT solutions. And one of those challenges is this tight coupling between the devices and the solutions, meaning every time you buy a, like, say, sensor, or no, let's pick a temperature sensor, for example. Every temperature sensor reports data in or temperature in a different format. And so every time you add a new temperature sensor, you have to customize. And every time you update the sensor firmware, you may have to customize again, right? So this is very difficult to scale, because what if we could just pick any random temperature sensor and add to IoT solution? That would make your life much easier. This is breaking this tight coupling between the device and the solution is what the IoT plug and play is aiming for.
And this kind of reminds me, Daisuke, I believe you worked, I think you said you worked 20 years ago on the Windows plug and play, and how there was, you know, issues on connecting all these devices to PCs. And that's when Windows plug and play and drivers came to be in, became to be. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and how they kind of relate to each other?
Oh, sure. So about 25 years ago, I'd say, Windows or PC had this problem of plug and play and the power management. And probably the example, good example would be, you know, you buy a new device and you have to open up the cover, you know, stick it in, and you have to set up the hardware. Then you have to install driver. Then you have to install another software. And if you suspend the machine and you come back, device is gone. That was the problem we are trying to solve with the Windows through ACPI. ACPI had the PNP and the power management. And we are kind of going through the same exercise with the IoT. Microsoft worked with the industry, you know, partners, including OEMs and silicon vendors. And we built a new, you know, world with the ACPI, and now it became a UEFI.
Yes, I had to throw that in there.
So it's a really an ecosystem play. You know, Windows, same thing with the IoT. We are trying to build this ecosystem on the IoT space. It's really, you know, platform provider like Microsoft, and the device providers and the solutions providers. And for those players, Microsoft is, you know, trying to set up the right tool set and right documentation, right samples, so we can, you know, connect and work together to build a new ecosystem. So what the IoT plug and play does is really connecting your devices into the IoT solutions. And IoT plug and play by itself doesn't do much. It's just a feature in, you know, we support. And the important thing about IoT plug and play is it's very aligned with Agile Digital Twins and other Agile services. Meaning, if you enable IoT plug and play into your devices, and those devices will work seamlessly with the services, you know, Microsoft provides. For example, like Agile Digital Twins, you can think of, like, you know, you buy a USB stick and you connect to your PC, and you don't really have to do anything. It just works, right? So that's the world we want to build. So you connect the device to Agile Digital Twin-based solutions, for example, and you can play the device from that solution. So let's look at the IoT plug and play at the high level, how it works, how it's implemented, what are the key points, the IoT plug and play. The very first thing is we are taking open approaches, you know, open everything, starting with the definition languages. You have to build that so-called device model, and it is based on the JSON LD format, which is, you know, standard, open standard, industry standard. The model is nothing special, but or nothing proprietary Microsoft. This is something being used in a website web world last few years, so everybody should be very familiar with it. And this is becomes the common language between the devices and the solutions. Meaning, you know, a plug and play concept is, you know, device connects to the IoT solution, and IoT solution knows how to interact with the devices, and that this open model language becomes the language between these two components. And Agile platform, including things like IoT Hub and DPS, are enabled IoT plug and play recently. IoT plug and play, this concept of device model is the core of this IoT plug and play. And we have, you know, other things like Agile IoT device catalog and solutions and platform services to support that. And the solution builders and the end users and the device builders, they can enjoy this new ecosystem. So this is the world we will like to build next few years. And let's talk about this device capability model. And this becomes the interaction model between the device and the solutions. And this is called the digital twin model. Like name refers, this is based on the digital twin concept. So digital twin concept, we'll talk about a little bit later, but it's like a copy of physical environment, physical device and so forth. And you build them, describe your devices with this language, and it contains so-called interfaces. Interfaces are like a capabilities, you know, telemetry data points, commands to interact with your devices. And like name suggests, this is all aligned with the digital twin. And digital twin is not the Microsoft, you know, thing. There's a, you know, digital twin consortium. So we've been working with the members as a founder to define standards with the industry partners. So we've been working with the industry partners to define what the digital twin should look like, so end user can benefit from the standardization. And so, in other words, you know, if you, there's no standard, everybody does their own way of implementation, and this will not benefit end users. So we've been working with the partners and the members of the digital twin consortium, and the Agile Digital Twin is the Microsoft way of implementation. And the IoT plug and plays follows the standard and the Agile Digital Twin. So IoT plug and play devices will become a node of the digital twin knowledge graph. And we'll look at more at the later in the demo. So we recently announced of IoT plug and play general availability. What does it mean? Meaning is IoT plug and play support or features are enabled in Agile IoT platform services. And we've been working with partners, like, you know, examples we've seen a little bit ago, and include with by providing tutorials and quick starts and videos, so ecosystem can pick up and ramp up to get IoT plug and play devices and solution started. And the certification program is to validate how IoT plug and play devices are implemented. So when end user buys the IoT plug and play enabled devices, they can be confident and that their devices will work with any IoT plug and play enabled solution seamlessly. And the SDKs are more for developers to enable IoT plug and play features in the devices side and the solution side. And in addition to the SDKs, I have to have developers have to have tools to do their work. So we also introduced many new tools to support development effort. And lastly, not least, the partnership with the ecosystem. Again, I cannot emphasize enough. This is the ecosystem play. So we are looking for your participation.
And Daisuke, for that first point, you're talking about support with our platform services. Is device provisioning service supported? What are some of the other, when you talk about platform services that are supported by IoT Plug and Play?
Yeah, sure. So this model, device model language, the key of the IoT Plug and Play. Right? So on the devices side, it has to describe the device itself, but through device model. And the solution side or platform side, we have to interpret, we have to understand how to interpret and use the device models. So IoT Plug and Play with IoT Hub support, meaning IoT Hub is aware of that device is IoT Plug and Play enabled. When solution side asks, well, is this IoT Plug and Play device? And yes, and what's the model? And IoT Hub will help you to get all the information that solution side need. And this is a part of the solution and the connectivity side, device provisioning service. When the device is provisioned, it has to be sensitive to this IoT Plug and Play enabled device or not. When you save the data to, let's say, time series insight, the data has an annotation of this sensor data came from IoT Plug and Play enabled devices. So solution sites can interpret how to read the data. We have a demo to show you. It's a little bit fuzzy, but once you see it, I think you can understand better.
And then for folks who are viewing this slide and wondering about IoT Central, we did do an announcement that our platform services are generally available, so GA, but look for that support for IoT Central soon to be generally available. So I just wanted to do that call out because you'll soon see support there.
Okay, thank you. And if you're a developer, you're wondering, is my favorite language supported in Plug and Play? Yes, we support, I enabled IoT Plug and Play on all languages we support. So existing SDK, device SDKs like C, .NET, etc. And we also added the new SDKs for embedded and the RTOS SDKs. So with the new SDKs, now you can enable IoT Plug and Play on resource-constrained devices, like microcontroller type of devices. And on the service side, this is more for solution builders. We have four languages we support, and each SDKs will come with their own samples and documentations to explain how to get started. And a little bit on the tool side, we renewed it was called, used to be called the Device Explorer. It was kind of GUI tool to connect to IoT Hub, so you can see data coming from the devices and all the metadata, things like a device twins and so forth. So that new version, Agile IoT Explorer, has a nice new UI and all IoT Plug and Play feature enabled, meaning now you can interact with the devices using Agile IoT Explorer. And this tool will help you to see how solution builders can use your devices. And sometimes having a CLI command line tool can be super helpful, especially if you are repeating the same task over and over. So we enabled Agile CLI with IoT Plug and Play extensions. And this new device model, it's a JSON LD. JSON LD is easy enough to read, but it's at the same time, it's easy to make some mistakes. I just recently had a little mistake typo in my model, and this DTDL parser will catch those models. So it's like a spell checker for in your Outlook and Word. And also IDE, Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code, we released the DTDL extensions to help developers to author device models. Okay, so we talked about IoT plug and play at a super high level, but if you were like me, I was like, so really what, what does IoT plug and play really do for me? So here's a little analogy. I hope you can get better idea with this one. So a long time ago, we used to have this thing called the cassette, right? And it was, to listen to music, maybe record music to it. And it was all about physical goods, nothing digital. Even the audio data was analog. Okay, so there's no metadata. The only way to organize anything around the data, which is music, is the shelf. Right? You had to have shelf and label. That's the probably the best you could do with that. Then we saw this thing called the CD and DVDs. The contents became digitalized. Digital audio, digital movie, but still somewhat physical. So it was like half physical, half digital. But having a contents as a digital format allowed to have, you create the new use cases, meaning like each disk had a thing called a digital disk ID. So when you insert the CD to the PC with the internet access, then the application were able to get the disk information about the disk. Like a jacket, photo, lyrics and titles and artist information. So that just having disk ID information allowed to many service providers to create the new services. Then there's a full digitalization with MP3. Now everything became digitalized. Even file is a, it's a digital format, the contents, and all the metadata were all digitalized. And this MP3 enabled even more services. You can think of like online music services, Netflix and movies, and name it. Right? So there's many, many new solutions and use cases were introduced just because of this digitalization. IoT plug and play is kind of similar concept. IoT plug and play through this device model will allow users and builders to add metadata, right? So today it's very difficult to make sense of the data coming from your device. I may see some numbers, but I don't know how to interpret. By having this model describing what the device is about and what the data is about, then I know that what the number means. So this having, a metadata through device model and the digital twin definition language will allow developers to be, basically a creative. You have more access to the data, so be creative, and you're looking forward to seeing new use cases. Things like Netflix or music services. Oops, sorry.
And, for folks who have the IoT plug-and-play device, would they be able to use those devices with non-IoT plug-and-play solutions? So you could use those devices on any solutions?
Yes. So there's no dependencies between IoT or non-IoT plug-and-play and the IoT plug-and-play enabled devices and solutions. So you can mix and match. Well, if you enable IoT plug-and-plays enabled on both ends, then you get the most out of it. But even without non-IoT plug-and-play devices and with IoT plug-and-play enabled solution, then your solution will work.
Makes sense, yep.
So let's look at the, from device builder's point of view and the solutions builder's point of view. This device model is the key of IoT plug-and-play. So from the device builders, you have to author a device model using digital twin definition language version 2. Then this information will be communicated through IoT Hub, and to the AI solution side. And one thing device builders has to do is it's this thing called device model ID announcement, meaning when a device is enabled, has an IoT plug and play enabled, then the device has to communicate its ID to IoT Hub. That this process is called the device ID, model ID announcement. And on the solution side, when device connected to your solution, you can basically ask IoT Hub, is this IoT plug and play device? If so, give me the model ID of this device. And from there, you have access to all the metadata of the devices and the data coming from the device. So this device model is the very center of communication and the interaction between devices and solutions. Okay. So let's look at the IoT plug and play in a little bit deeper technical point of view. From different personas, device builders and solution builders, let's see what we are asking these partners to do to enable IoT plug and play ecosystem. So let's start with the device builder. So you have existing devices, talking to cloud through different carriers and the protocols. We are not asking to change any of that, right? So the very first thing we are asking you to do is author capability or device model. And each device model will have a model ID. This is something you can name it. And there's this format and syntax you have to follow, but think of more like plug and play device ID. Whatever ID makes sense to you, that's your ID. So we ask you to manage those IDs and make sure you don't have a duplicate ID and so forth. And based on the model, you have to enable a few things, including device model announcement. Right? And based on the type of data, type of messages, you have to add a few more calls to the plug and play or device firmware. So you follow the format and the syntax of how you defined those capabilities in your model. Once you announce the model ID, IoT Hub will make sure there's a one-to-one matching, device ID and the model ID. So when solution side needs the model ID, IoT Hub can respond to with a correct model ID. And this is the first step number one. And the second step is because solution needs to access a model, we are asking you to make the model, which is JSON file, available to solutions. And we really don't care how you share it. Could be file share, could be GitHub, could be a part of the solutions application. But as long as solution can access the model file, there's no restrictions or rules. And this is called the publishing, model publishing. And Microsoft will provide a public repository. So anyone who wants to access the model based on the model ID will have access to those model files. And if you want to keep your model, kind of private, you can set up your own model repository. Again, it could be GitHub file share, doesn't matter, what type of infrastructure you would like to use. And as a part of certification, because once you certify the device, that device can be listed as part of the device catalog, meaning you have access to the global market and users. And when they buy your device, we like to make sure that those buyers have access to your model file. So that one of the requirements is to publish your model file to our public repository. And this is all we are asking to device builders. On the solution side, solutions now have access to model ID. So when device connects to the solution, get the model ID. And once you have the model ID, then you can access the model repository or access to the model data file, definition file. Then parse it, interpret it, and whatever data comes in from the device, now you know how to interpret or interact with the devices. And based on, you know, model, how you learn from the model definition file, you can customize your solution. A simple use case may be, now you know what the unit that each data is using. So instead of just saying number 1, 2, 3, you can say, you know, 1 degree, 1 meters, 1 feet, you know. Those units can be more, and will give richer user experience. Right, let's look at the device model in depth. So typically device, IoT devices have three types of data. Telemetry, usually this is the eyes and ears of your IoT solutions. Data typically come from the sensors. Let's look at like a temperature, humidity. Those are the telemetries, and could be, you know, so-called time series data, meaning the device will report the sensor data in periodic way. Or when user press the button, you may want to send an alert. Those events could be a telemetry as well. And the properties, this is bidirectional kind of data set. From the devices to cloud, devices can communicate its capabilities and properties and settings to the cloud. So the IoT solution can understand what's the current state of LED, for example. Is it on? Is it off? What color and type of thing? Or, you know, from the cloud to devices, that those settings can be communicated. So you have a control of the devices from the cloud. And sometimes you want to issue a command instead of just settings. Maybe you want to reboot the device and et cetera. Or then devices supporting those commands can be invoked from the cloud. And the component is the new kind of type of data set in the IoT plug and play world. And we'll talk about a little bit later. And each of these we call an interface. So it's a device model, start with a top level interface, meaning the interface will have model ID and a collection of interfaces. The other interfaces, meaning like a telemetry property and command and so forth. The component is the new concept in IoT plug and play. Instead of having everything written in one JSON file, you can split into multiple JSON files. So for example, if you have a sensor and a gateway, and the sensor is used by, you know, can be used by different multiple gateways, then you can define two models, one for the gateway and the other one for the sensor. So you can include a model file ID or model, device model of the sensor with, you know, multiple gateway model files. So this concept is component. And the device model with the component is called the multi-component device models. And the one important thing about the component is by having componentized model, you have to follow slightly different syntax. And those syntax, we call it IoT plug and play conventions. So IoT plug and play device model is really a digital twin model. So once you create a device model, it will become a digital twin model. So this, in the digital twin world, you have to, you know, also have to define the models. The model could be buildings or cities or cars or TVs, you know, any physical asset, right? And the IoT device happen to be a type of, you know, model or physical entity in the digital twin world. So all IoT plug and play devices will become just a node of a digital twin world. And we have, again, tools for Visual Studio and the Visual Studio Code and the DTADL parser library to check the syntax. All right, let's look at the device model as an example with the temperature sensor. So in this case, I have data coming from the device at temp 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know how to interpret, you know, some temporary number or temperature. What is it? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, some kind of number. Yeah, that's all I can say. With the device model, what I can say do is this device model defines this is the temperature and the unit is degree Celsius. So now I know how to interpret. This is the temperature, 12.34 degrees in Celsius. And look at the device model. It's, you know, has an ID. So in this case, DTMY, you know, COM example thermostat version 1. By the way, DTMY stands for digital twin model ID. So this part is fixed, but you know, you can choose any strings and numbers in this middle part. And said that this is telemetry type of data and the temperature. And the data point name is temp, and the unit and the type of data. It's a double. So this is the what the device model looks like in a very simplest way. And just a recap. So again, device firmware enabled IoT plug and play has to communicate device model ID to IoT Hub, and the IoT Hub will manage that. And when solution side needs to a model ID, I will make an API call, say, what's the device model ID of this one? And can I get the definition file? So you don't really have to do anything but except, you know, making a few new API calls to IoT Hub. And this is how you can enable model announcement on the devices side. So if you're familiar with the existing, you know, SDKs, this is example from CSDK. This is existing API, so we are not introducing any new API. So we will not break, you know, our existing or legacy devices. And just to communicate the model ID. And if you are provisioning through DPS, again, this is the existing API, just adding additional data point when device provisions. Once the model ID is announced to IoT Hub, IoT Hub will basically append the model ID as a part of device string. So whenever device solution needs to learn about the model ID, can just look at the device string. If you're in the digital twin world, model ID is a part of appended as a part of metadata. So lastly, another very important thing is, you know, once you announce the model ID, the solution needs to access your model definition file, that JSON file. So Microsoft will host a public model repository. So you, if you are, you know, okay with making your model ID or model definition file available to the world, please use that. Or you could set up your own repository through GitHub or FileShare. Or any, you know, means to the IoT solution side can access. Right? If you like to limit the access to the repository, you can do that as well. And accessing model repository through for the public repository from hosted by Microsoft, you can use new APIs to IoT Hub. And this is the requirement for the IoT plug and play device certification.
All right. Thank you so much, Daisuke. And so we're going to hand it off and talk about the IoT plug-and-play certification and what's new there and what we recently announced. So Koichi, did you want to give us an overview on the recent announcements?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Pamela. So let me explain what are the specific requirements for each IoT's or Azure Certified Device Program in details. Azure Certified Device, as I mentioned previously, it has changed the name from IoT Device Certification to Azure Certified Device. It validates that the device can be provisioned to IoT Hub and be able to send D2C device to cloud telemetry. We have recently added a new requirement, device provision service. We want to make sure that every device we certify that get published in the catalog that support device provision service, such that every device can be provisioned securely. whether it's an individual as an individual or device as a group. So we want to give the promise of a secure provisioning of any devices that we certify moving forward. So think of Azure Certified Device is a baseline that applies to every device types moving forward. Mm-hmm. Now, I think the question is, what happened to all of the devices that get certified previously? We are looking to, we're going to migrate all of devices. We will be able to classify and differentiate in the catalog experiences. Mm-hmm. We will be proactively reaching out to those partners who have submitted against the new old requirements, and we will be providing a hand-holding experience to make sure that every device that were certified previously will be able to enable the device provisioning service and be able to certify against the new Azure Certified Device requirements. So that's what we're doing. The second piece is edge managed. The requirement has not changed. So the requirement is we want to bring this promise of edge module running on top of edge runtime can be deployed properly, and edge runtime can work on a MOBI or MOBI container subsystem. So that we can provide the manageability promises. So the requirement hasn't changed, but going back to my previous slide, we're also looking at enhancing this requirement to provide more scenarios around not just the manageability, but also updatability using Edge runtime. So stay tuned on that. IoT plug and play, again, it's a new certification program that is built on top of Azure certified devices. What it does is it validates that the device model that is developed complying with DTDL version language. Currently, we have a DTDL version 2 that is published in the GitHub. So we're basically checking that the device model follows a syntax defined in DTDL V2, whether it's a semantic types or schemas, etc. We also want to make sure that every device certified as a plug and play works great with IoT Hub and Central. As Paramount mentioned previously, IoT Central is coming very soon. So we are not able to validate at this point. We can only validate against IoT Hub, but we will be performing additional validation against IoT Central moving forward as well.
This is great. I have two questions. One being, we had IoT plug and play devices in the device catalog a while back. Actually, I think it's been maybe a year, but we had some updates to IoT plug and play before we went to GA. What about all those devices that were in the catalog before? Will they need to be refreshed and then a migration plan for them?
Yes, that's a great question, Pamela. These are all devices were previously called pre-certified devices. So we were intentionally called pre-certified devices, knowing that there will be some changes in the platform for plug and play. This change were communicated to those device builders already, and we're having a strong handholding with each partners to make sure that each partner will be able to enable plug and play based on the new final version of a tech plug and play stack. Devices that are in the catalog as certified or pre-certified will get deprecated. We will be moving forward with the new plug and play certification in the catalog.
Okay, that makes sense. And then the shout out to the IoT Edge devices. IoT Edge is kind of a broad term. I've seen people use it without using our runtime, the IoT Edge runtime, or Edge devices as in general. So when we say IoT Edge devices, are we talking about the runtime or just Edge devices in general?
That's a great question. When we say IoT edge device, we were specifically talking about IoT edge runtime enabled devices that can do cloud offloads on premises. Because we want to differentiate between the intelligent edge devices that can be a sensor, that could be any type of devices, versus the IoT edge, the capital E, that has a runtime on it. Right? So we want to have a clear distinction.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So maybe the next slide, it talks about the plug and play device certification requirements in more details. So let me go through this one by one. again, I mentioned briefly, but the technical requirements, obviously the device model needs to describe its model capabilities following the digital DTDL, digital twin definition language version 2. The cloud, the device at minimum be able to send a device to the cloud using the IoT plug and play convention. DPS, as I mentioned, remember IoT plug and play is based off of Azure certified devices, which requires DPS. So DPS is naturally a baseline a requirement as part of a plug and play. And also Daisuke mentioned, at the point of MQTT connection, model ID needs to be announced to such that we know that what are the specific capability or that we can fetch, our backend service can fetch the capability model payloads. The model ID announcement is a requirement. And also publishing to the model repository that is owned, hosted by Microsoft is another requirement so that the solution builders can go to the model repository and build a solution against the published device model. So these are the minimum set of requirements to be certified as plug and play. In addition, there are additional capabilities we can certify against, such as a device supporting commands and device supporting properties, or device support be able to receive cloud to device messages. These are the type of capabilities that may not necessarily be supported on the smaller footprint devices like MCU device. Again, these are optional devices that can that we are able to support and certify against, but it's not a requirement.
Is it fair to say, since I don't see our SDKs on this list, you don't need to use our SDKs to be certified with IoT plug and play certification?
Yes.
Okay.
That is a great point. Yes. Previously, yes, we did require SDK to be used in plug and play as part of the making the plug and play simple to enable and as used as a convention. Device builders no longer have to require an SDK. In fact, they can use the existing SDK to enable plug and play, right? But at the same time, we don't, as a certification, we want to provide additional flexibility to the device builders. So our SDK requirement has been removed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us the overview for the certification. So we're going to jump into the demo. Daisuke is going to walk us from the beginning to publish. So I'm really excited to see this in action.
Here, I have IoT plug and play enabled gateway from our partner Mesh Systems. This Valentine gateway looks very simple, but has many capabilities and functionalities. On the left side of the screen, I have Agile IoT Explorer. This is the new version of Device Explorer, some of you may be familiar with. And this one connects to IoT Hub and can look at the device data. So this is the device, it's connected, so and you can see this IoT plug and play device model being announced from this gateway. And let's look at the device, and as you can see, these are the typical IoT device data points, telemetry, direct method, etc, etc. Without IoT plug and play, for example, if I want to send a command to this device, I need to know method name and payloads, which is the parameter of the method, to do anything with this device. This is why you have to talk to device vendors and device builders to then ask them, you know, how do I send a command? What command do you support? And so forth. With IoT plug and play, this device model ID and the model definition file is already published in a public repository, so device Agile IoT Explorer can parse that model definition file to understand and interpret the data coming from the device. Let's look at this exterior interface. And this interface has many telemetries and properties and commands. And this model file describes how to send a command, how to interpret the data, how to interpret or how to send the properties and settings. Well, let's look at the commands. So this mwink method member, you know, with the, without IoT plug and play, I needed to know this method name. Because of the model definition file, I know what command to send. But this the command will control LED of this Valentine gateway. So as I send the command, please pay attention to this LED. This command will change the LED color and the blinks in different colors. So as you can see, LED color is changing. And let's send one more time. So now I know how to interact with this device. Let's look at the properties. Without model definition file, I had to know all their, you know, property name and how to interpret the data. So for example, this all, you know, very long number, I needed to know how to interpret what type of data I need to set or read or interpret all that. Because of the model, now you know that property is more human readable, understandable format. Now let's look at the example of how IoT plug and play devices can be integrated into a solution. Here I have Agile map on the left side of the screen, including indoor map. And on the right side, I have Agile Digital Twin Explorer. This is to visualize digital twin nodes. So let's run the query. So this digital twin is built based on this location or building. So I have a building, and the building has floors, and each floor has rooms. And in the room, I have a thermostat. That's the scenario. And instead of, you know, having real thermostat, I'm using this Raspberry Pi with the temperature sensor. So let's look at the IoT plug and play device. And this one has a digital twin model ID we talked about, and on the room also has the same kind of model ID. So now you can see model ID for the IoT plug and play device and model ID for the digital twin nodes are same format. This is why IoT plug and play devices can be easily, seamlessly integrated into Azure digital twin nodes. Now, this temperature sensor, Raspberry Pi, is reporting the temperature. And right now, temperature is roughly 36 degrees Celsius and 98 degrees Fahrenheit. So now, let's make this a little bit cooler. So the temperature should go down. And maybe we wait a little bit. So you can see the temperature is going down. And so now you can see the color is changing based on the temperature. Right. So this is how example of IoT plug and play device is integrated into the solution. So the temperature sensor is reporting the temperature, and because of this relationship, we know the room temperature of the room. Let's start a new certification process. First, create a new certification project. Give a name to the project and device name. Select the device class gateway, sensor, or other. Select the type of certifications you are interested in, then create a new certification project. There are four sections in this certification project. Device details, where you can add information about the device, and connect and test. Here, the automated test will validate all the requirements are met by the device being certified. Once you complete first and second sections, you can submit certification request to the Microsoft. Microsoft certification team will review your submission, then approve your request. Once submission is approved, you may choose to publish your device to, they be listed in the device catalog. There are no dependencies between device details and the connect and test. You can start with connect and test first, then add device details later. Let's look at the device details. Under the product details, you can add all the technical details about the device, operating system the device supports, then add a component. Component can be main unit of the device or optional accessories. Then component type can be customer ready product or development board or dev kit, peripherals, system or module. You can also specify processor information and secure device hardware information, such as TPM. If the component is part of the main unit, you can select integrated, or if the component is optional accessories or external device, then you can select discrete. If there are any additional product details you like to mention, please add your comments here. If there are any special comments to the reviewers, please add your comment here. Once component is created, you can add more detailed information such as connectivities, industrial protocols, hardware interfaces that device support, accelerators for the machine learning and AI, such as GPU, VPU, FPGA. If the device supports sensors, you can add supported sensors, select the sensor types, and specify the sensor is part of the device or external to the device. Additional spec where you can add memory, storage, battery, and the physical dimension of the device. Get started guide is the instruction for the end users. This is where you can add PDF file for the end users to connect Azure IoT Hub or IoT Central. Marketing details. Here you can add product photo and description of the device, geo availability, homepage of the device, and targeted industries. You can also specify distributors information for the end users to purchase your device. If the device is certified for industrial certification, such as FCC, CE, CCC, and so forth, you can add the information here. Let's run the certification test. One of the requirements of the device certification is provisioning through DPS. DPS supports three different types of attestation method. Please select attestation method your device application supports. For example, with X509 certificate based attestation method, we'll select certificate. For IoT plug and play certification, please make sure your device model is published to the public model repository. Then create a new enrollment. The portal will provide you DPS and IoT Hub for the test to complete. Please take the information for the provisioning, then add the information to your device application. For this demo, I created a simulator application, so I will take ID scope and pass to my application. Another requirement of the certification is transfer of ownership. So please make sure you can provide provisioning information without recompiling your device application. Save the script and run the script. Now device is being provisioned and connected to IoT Hub. So proceed to the next step by clicking connect button. The automated test will detect devices being provisioned and connected to IoT Hub. Move to the next section. The next section will validate all the model information and info interfaces described in the model. In this case, this model sends properties, telemetries, and accept command. Click Next. The automated test will send command and listen to telemetries and make changes to the properties and settings and double check the properties are updated appropriately. Please pay attention to the device application as the automated test runs the validation process. Once all the tests and the validations are completed, you can see the test completed with success status. Please click Finish to complete the Connect and Test section, then proceed to the next step. Now you completed Connect and Test and all the device details information are filled. You can submit your certification request to Microsoft Review. Click on Submit for Review. Now Microsoft Certification Team has received your review request and we will review the request. And once all the information are filled and nothing is missing, we will communicate you back with approval process. Or if there's any information missing, we will contact you to add those information. Once Microsoft Certification Team reviews your request and approves the request, you will see device certification passed. Now you may choose to publish your device to the device catalog by clicking this button.
Thank you so much, Daisuke, for showcasing the full end-to-end demo. That was great to see in action. So let's go ahead and end with our resources. So our core developer resources on how to get started and learn more about Azure IoT in general, we have Microsoft Learn. This is a set of hands-on labs in a sandbox environment. So definitely recommend heading to that site if you want to get your hands on learning more about our products and services. Next, we have the IoT Show and then the Deep Dive Dive series. So you're watching Deep Dives, but we also have this other series called IoT Show. It's snack bite versions of announcements and some feature details. So definitely check that out. And then share your projects and reach out to the team on IoT Tech Community. We do have a forum where people share their projects, where we're giving announcements and blog posts. So definitely check that out. And then we have Microsoft Q&A. So if you have technical questions about any of our products, think of it as kind of a Stack Overflow. Even though we're on Stack Overflow, we're also on Microsoft Q&A. So check that out. And then for the next set of resources, if you're interested in IoT plug and play, so the next slide, we have two links that showcases our IoT plug and play resources. The first link is really to the Azure's, thank you. The first link is to the Azure Certified for IoT Device Catalog. So this is the link to that device catalog that we showcased today. And then the last link is just to our documentation for IoT and plug and play. So if you're interested in getting started with IoT plug and play and even tutorials, check that out. So I want to do a huge call out and say thank you to Daisuke and Kuichi for speaking here, giving us an overview, helping to answer questions and chat. And so we're really excited that we were able to deep dive into this more on how to get started, a little bit about the program, and then an overview about IoT plug and play. And then thanks everyone for joining us for chat and for watching. So I hope everyone has a great day. Bye.